Angie's List is now Angie, and we've heard a lot of theories about why.
I thought it was an eco move. Fewer words, less paper.
No, it was so you could say it faster.
No, it's to be more iconic.
Must be a tech thing.
But those aren't quite right. It's because now you can compare upfront prices, book a service instantly, and even get your project handled from start to finish.
Sounds easy.
It is, and it makes us so much more than just a list. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I. Or download the app today.
Today's episode is brought to you by Angie. Angie has made it easier than ever to connect with skilled professionals to get all your jobs and projects done well. Let me tell you, there's the version of it where you try to do something at home, and then there's a version of it where you have someone help you, you watch them do it the right way, and you go, thank God I didn't try to do that myself. I have fully done things around the home that I think look good, and then a bang in the night, and I wake up to a shelf collapsing, a painting falling off the wall. Like, it, I've seen it all go south. I own a home, and I can tell you, I know how much work it can take. Whether it's everyday maintenance and repairs or making dream projects a reality, it can be hard just to know where to start. But now all you need to do is Angie that and find a skilled local pro who will deliver the quality and expertise you need. Whatever your home project, big or small, indoor or outdoor, you can Angie that and connect with skilled professionals to get the project done well. Right now, one of my wish lists is I want a bike for my condo in Milwaukee, and I would love to rig it up on a pulley in the ceiling because I have one of those like lofted ceilings, but I'm so scared to try that on my own. Angie has 20 years of home experience and they've combined it with new tools to simplify the whole process. Bring them your project online or with the Angie app. Answer a few questions and Angie can handle the rest from start to finish or help you compare quotes from multiple pros and connect instantly, which means you can take care of any home project in just a few taps. Because when it comes to getting the most out of your home, you can do this when you Angie that. Download the free Angie mobile app today or visit Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I.com.
You can host the best backyard barbecue when you find a professional on Angie to make your backyard the best around. Connect with skilled professionals to get all your home projects done well. Inside to outside, repairs to renovations. Get started on the Angie app or visit Angie.com today. You can do this when you Angie that.
What's this guy's name?
His name's Ronnie Music Jr.
No.
I know. He wins $3 million in the 2015 Georgia State Lottery. And guess what he decides to invest in?
Crypto.
Crystal meth. Okay, welcome to the Shit They Do Not Tell You About podcast.
Hello, welcome back to Shit They Don't Tell You.
And my name is the Crypto King.
I'm Nikki Limo.
And today, indeed, we are having a very special episode. So if you remember, a couple of months ago, we did an episode that we titled Lottery Winners Who Lost It All.
Mm-hmm.
And in the spirit of the feedback of that episode, I thought about this long and hard, and I was like, what could we possibly call another episode
like
about
that. A sequel of Lottery Winners?
Yeah, exactly. And I was like, well, so this episode is going to be called Lottery Winners Who Lost It All 2.
That's genius.
Thank you.
Did you dress like a lottery winner who lost it all today to fit the theme?
No, I dressed like a winner.
Do winners keep the plastic film on their sunglasses?
I've been told that it protects your sunglasses from weather conditions.
So you're just going to keep it on forever?
I'm going to keep it on for until it deteriorates, because the plastic does end up deteriorating over time.
You could just like take the plastic film off, and then if the sunglasses deteriorate.
Yes, but I have to travel with these sunglasses, and so I would like to have a protective coating.
Okay.
By the way, if you are not watching the Shit They didn't tell you about on YouTube, you are making a very serious mistake today.
It's very serious.
Just so you know. Okay, Nikki, what would you do if you won the lottery?
I'd probably remodel our backyard. I always said that if I won a six-figure score in poker that I'd remodel it, but then I won a six-figure score and then I didn't, and now I have regrets. I wish we had a built-in jacuzzi and a waterfall and a built-in like barbecue.
Well, let me tell you what you shouldn't do.
Okay. Not have a barbecue?
No, well, no. Not quite.
Have a barbecue?
No, not quite. So there's a guy named Jay Summers. In the year 1988, when I was only 3 years old,
I was 2.
And you were 2. He won $5 million in the Michigan State Lottery.
That's a lot to a 2-year-old.
Yeah, dude. That's crazy. He's 2 years old. He won the lottery. He's only 20 years old at the time. And he was the state's youngest winner. And basically, a huge poster boy for like, holy shit, this could be you. Well, now he is 54 years old, and he told, he says there ain't no money left now, right? He says he put money in a trust fund, and the trustee then, to his shock and utter surprise, the trustee embezzled $2 million from him. He then went into NASCAR, and he says that was fun, but expensive. And it cost him $200,000 per year to be in NASCAR.
Oh, that's not that bad. I was expecting more. I don't know why. I mean, it's a lot, but like, that's crazy. You just decide to be in NASCAR now that you have millions of dollars.
I know. He's like a kid who won. You know? Yeah. He's like a little kid who won.
It's the same concept as that blank check movie where what would you do if you got $1 million? He gets a castle. And like,
dude, my favorite part of that movie is car. That he's like, I don't know, 10 years old.
Yeah.
If you remember in this movie, he kisses the bank lady and she's like 35.
Yeah, he did.
He making out with the bank lady. I mean, yeah, I agree. But yeah, but well, for me, because I was like, this bank lady is hot. I remember being a kid, but just about his age, watching this movie, like maybe younger than him. And I was like, damn, that bank lady.
No, I think it's ridiculous.
I was like, the bank lady's pretty hot. No, but it just goes to show that women are money grubbing whores.
It's crazy that he could do all that with $1 million in the 90s. I don't think it could, but it's amazing. You know what? We had wish fulfillment. We didn't have YouTubers filling up their houses with slime. We didn't get any of that. We had blank check. That was our dream fulfillment.
But it did teach me
a great lesson. I still want a water slide from my bedroom to the pool.
100% want that.
We've talked about this.
We do want that. But it also taught me, most importantly, that women are money grubbing whores.
Yes. That's so true. That was
a helpful thing for me.
That's why I married you, but then I didn't know that like you didn't have that.
Yeah. So true.
I told everyone I married for love, but really I got swindled.
Yeah, you got played.
I got swindled.
I used a fake bank account.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He showed me fake numbers.
I showed her fake numbers, but he's not
very good at math.
At the top it says this is a simulated bank account. I watched a scammer video.
Not a real bank account.
Yeah, I watched a scammer video that was cracking me up.
I thought Bank of the World sounded weird, but I just went with it.
There you go. I got you, though.
Bank of Steve Green.
So this cat, he races in Daytona. He finishes fourth place.
Wow.
That's actually crazy.
That's pretty good.
I mean, I don't think he win that much money, but it's still crazy.
No, but still for someone that just picks up NASCAR as a side hobby when they win the lottery, it's pretty good.
Well, it says he did it. It says it cost him $200,000 per year.
Yeah.
And this cat won $5 million and he only had $2 million embezzled from him. This cat could have been in there for a minute.
Yeah. I mean, that's scary. How much do you have to pay in taxes, though?
Shit, I know.
Because usually that's like 30% at least.
So he gets embezzled upon. Yeah. That's the term.
Okay. Embezzled upon.
He quits college, which he now says was a oofy, big time oofy.
I don't know. I think that was the least of his worries.
He says that he wound up suing the trustee. He won over in excess of $1 million. But then the trustee's like, dude, I will drag this out. I will appeal all this shit.
And why would he want that?
The trustee was just like YOLOing because I don't think he thought he'd ever get a payday again.
Mm.
So then he settles with the guy for $800,000, but his lawyers got $400,000 of that. And then he spent $200,000 on the trial, which he did not know he would be responsible for even.
Yeah. Those are not good lawyers. Why didn't the lawyers like make the other party responsible?
I don't know.
So
he says these days he works as a marine mechanic fixing boats. He says he's a normal dude working 9 to 5 and that winning the lottery, quote, ruined my life.
Damn.
Shit.
That sucks. I mean, it sucks that they make it public.
It does.
Because then it's like everyone knows your new money. I mean, I know that sometimes you can make it not public. I wouldn't want anyone to know. If I won the lottery, I wouldn't want anyone to know.
Hell no. I would only tell my ma.
Yeah.
And then I would tell my you know, my inner family. But I probably wouldn't tell, you know, my brother Kenny.
I also just wouldn't want to be treated differently. Like, there's, you know, poker players can win like millions of dollars 1 year and then like everyone just thinks they're rich forever and they treat them differently. I don't know. It's very public. Yes. It's not like they just have piles of cash laying around. A lot of it's tied up in assets. People don't realize that like billionaires don't just have like billions in liquid cash. It's like in assets.
I didn't know that. When I was a kid watching the blank check movies, I thought billionaires just had vaults filled with money.
Mm-hmm. We watch Scrooge McDuck. He swims in money every day.
But then you hear about like, you know, Elon's buying Twitter and he's not exactly taking cash out of the bank. He's like paying with stocks and like all this other shit. It's crazy.
Money's not actually real. It's just an energy.
Okay, whatever, weirdo. So this next guy, his name is Jeffrey Dampier.
Yeah, right.
I know, it sounds fake. He won $20 million in the Illinois State Lottery in 1996. He promptly divorced his wife, good man. He gave her half the winnings, and then he remarried and had an affair with his new sister-in-law and wound up shot to death by her.
Holy shit.
Isn't that fucking crazy?
That's crazy.
Yeah, dude. He divorces his wife, he remarries, and then he's like, I kind of like the sister-in-law, and then she guns him down.
Money brings out the worst in people. I mean, if you're already, okay, the worst in people, if you're a bad person and you get a bunch of money, you'll just like, it just emphasizes the badness. Amplifies it. But also the people around you, like the company you keep, it like brings out the worst in the people around me. Like, even inheritance-wise, like grandparents that don't even have a lot of money, but then the siblings are like fighting over every last penny. And then they like start fighting with each other, and like it ruins families, like families split apart. This is just a really common happening that this it's happens sad. All the time. And it's sad because it's like, it's not even like a bunch of money, but like a lot of the times it's not a bunch of money, but it just brings out the worst in people.
One of the coolest names that I've ever heard in this story is a guy named Ronnie Music Jr.
I don't believe any of these people's names.
I know. It's like I'm making them up.
Yeah. Dampier.
It's like I'm doing a JK article where I'm hosting.
But what's this guy's name?
His name is Ronnie Music Jr.
No.
I know. He wins $3 million in the 2015 Georgia State Lottery. And guess what he decides to invest in?
Crypto.
Crystal meth. I'm dead serious. Hey. He invests in 11 pounds of crystal meth, and then he ends up in jail.
Invests, yes. I mean, if you have the option to invest in anything you want to with these millions of dollars... It was kind of a poor choice.
I'm telling you. Isn't it wild?
But maybe hindsight's 20/20. Maybe it sounded really good.
But wouldn't you think of like, you know, buying a TV or something cool? You know? Getting like a projector or something like that?
Yeah.
You know those short throw projectors where like you can have the projector right in front of the wall and it's like an 80-foot screen?
I don't, but I'm sure you've researched all of these. Okay.
It's sick. I would get that. Before I get crystal meth? Yeah. All right. So there's a lady.
What if crystal meth was like, if they came out with something like way cooler than all the previous versions of it? Would you think about maybe doing crystal meth, maybe investing in crystal meth?
Like crystal meth 2?
Yeah. Like iced out. Yeah, Like what if they came up with flavors like how they do with weed? It was like, Purple Bahama or Breeze or whatever.
Oh, wow. Yeah. Like coconut Malibu.
Yeah, yeah.
And it's like, oh yeah, my crystal meth got.
He's like
kind of an upgrade.
This short-term projector thing is not as cool anymore.
You think they? You know, I've noticed they can make everything out of Oreos now. They got ice cream cones made out of Oreos. Obviously, we already know about ice cream made out of Oreos.
Yeah.
I bet you they could do crystal meth Oreo for sure.
Cookies and cream Oreo, cookies and cream meth.
Something to think about.
Like, no one's doing it.
Nobody's doing it yet.
Yeah. You could franchise it.
So maybe he had a vision like that.
Yeah.
That makes more sense.
I'm just trying to, play devil's advocate. And
that makes a lot more sense, honestly. Thank you for that.
You're welcome.
Lady named Evelyn Adams. She takes $5.4 million pot.
Evelyn Adams?
Yeah, Evelyn Adams.
Like, okay. This just sounds like Adam and Eve.
Two winning lottery tickets in 1985 and in the 1986 New Jersey State Lottery.
So she won twice?
She won twice. And takes in a total of $5.4 million. She then blows it all on slot machines and risky investments.
That's
and
so
currently
not fair.
Lives in a trailer.
Why do the people that win it get to, like, they just aren't good with it? Like, why can't I win it? Well, I guess I don't really play, so.
You don't play.
You can't win if you don't play.
Can't. That's what my dad always said. There's also something that tends to happen when you win the lottery.
Mm.
And that is when everyone in your life is like, I got an idea for how you can... Do what you can do with your money. My buddy has a car wash.
Yeah.
Oh, my friend's doing dry cleaners or whatever, right? And so, there's a guy who had uncles and friends being like, hey, can you give me some scratch? And it's like once you win, everybody's just got their hand out.
Yeah.
And but they're not necessarily being honest about it. They're doing that thing where like, and then like we'll be in on it together.
Yeah.
And like then we can use your money to make more money for us.
Sure.
But it's your money.
Yeah.
But we'll make money for us.
Right. Why don't you leverage both of us?
It's fascinating.
Because you, I mean, I would do it, but I don't have the money. But like, you have the money, but I've got good ideas.
So there's a guy. And I always have questions about this, right?
About there being a guy?
No, this guy's name is Jack Whitaker, right? And he says since he won the lottery, there's no control for greed. But here's the irony. You know what irony is?
Yes.
It's like rain on a sunny day.
It's not.
Okay, my bad. But do you know what irony is?
Yes.
Okay. So he was already wealthy when he won the largest jackpot ever awarded to a single Powerball winner. Is that irony?
Not really.
Damn. Well, he wins Christmas morning in 2002. How's that for Christmas?
It's pretty sweet.
Thanks. That's what I thought when I read this. So he chose to get a lump sum payment instead of getting the annual payments.
Okay.
So he takes home $113 million from his $314 ticket. Dude spent $314 on tickets.
Damn. Well, I mean, I guess it paid off.
I guess it paid off big time.
See, that's an investment.
Thank you.
I heard you're supposed to take it in a lump sum. That whole like debate over like whether you should take payments or the lump sum. Take the lump sum because you can put it into an investment that grows the money over time because your money today is worth more than your money tomorrow.
Yeah, but what if you know that you're a dumb fuck and you're like, I'm going to spend it so fast.
Inflation.
You're like, I'll be spending that shit so quick. And once it lands in my bank account, oh my God, it'll be gone tomorrow.
Yeah, if you're a dumb fuck, don't do that.
Yeah, if you're a dumb fuck,
Take the payments.
Take the payments, yeah. That's good advice.
That's good advice.
But we are not financial advisors. But that is probably good financial advice too.
Probably, but we wouldn't know.
We wouldn't know. So he was working his way up as the owner of a West Virginia contracting company. And when he bought the ticket, his company brought in about $15 million a year in contracts. But then once he won all this money, he found that the winnings changed him more than the wealth that he already had accumulated did. So he sets up a charitable foundation. He's donating money to build churches in West Virginia, which I assume they already had a lot of them. I've never been to West Virginia, though.
Yeah.
He even was remarkably generous to the woman who sold him the winning ticket and gave her a new house, a new car, and a pile of cash.
Wow.
Just for selling him the ticket.
What the heck? That's like quite a tip.
That's a hell of a tip. So everybody finds out that Jack Whitaker won the lottery in West Virginia, right?
And he's handing out houses.
Exactly. So his habit of leaving large amounts of money in his car became known.
Oh, I heard widely about this guy.
Yeah, and one evening while he's at a strip club, someone stole $500,000 from his car.
Oh, gosh.
I mean, how about, what a fucking takedown that is.
I mean, you just like leave $500,000 in your car.
How do you do it? You go into a strip club, you need $500,000 just in case?
No, that's why he left it in the car.
Exactly. In a separate incident, $100,000 was stolen from another car. So he just like doesn't stop
just
leaving
in cash
in his cars.
That's wild, man. Leaving whole houses in his car.
So then his company gets hit with frivolous lawsuits from people who wanted to get, you know, a little scratch out of his pockets. So that starts costing him millions of dollars in legal fees.
If I ever get super mega rich, I hope nobody knows.
I know, exactly.
I'm not gonna dress differently. I'm just gonna wear the same Beatles shirt.
Me either. I'm just gonna look dressed like a fucking pimp, like I do now. Okay, so this guy begins to just like completely lose his fucking, you know, his cocoa beans.
Yeah, well, he seems like he already lost it by leaving hundreds of thousands of dollars in his car.
Yeah. So then he said he started drinking hard, getting into fights, and he'd get handsy with women and offer them money to sleep with them or take off their clothes for him.
Damn.
Then his relationship.
Does he pay for feet?
He probably was one of those guys. He says his relationship with his wife, who had been with him since he was 14 years old, deteriorated.
Yeah. I mean, seems like it. I mean
if you're paying chicks to look at their boobies.
And if you left $500,000 at a strip club, I'd be, first of all, like,
I would say I'm sorry.
Why were you there? But secondly, why would you leave $500,000 in the freaking car? Also, if I knew that you were the type to just leave hundreds of thousands of dollars in the car, I'd be like, hey, honey, I think I'm going to manage the finances.
You know
what do you think about that?
First of all, I would say, hey, babe, do you want the good news or do you want the bad news?
What's the good news?
The good news is nobody took anything else from our car.
No one took our car.
Yeah, we still have our car. So we still have our car. The bad news is I left $500,000 in the car.
And we need to fix the window.
On the driver's seat.
And the window's broken, so we got to repair the window.
So apparently he enjoyed spoiling his granddaughter, Brandy, and gave her a huge allowance and four cars.
Wow.
Bitch needs four cars? Who needs four cars?
No one does, but if you kept giving me cars, I wouldn't say no.
I think you would just be happy with like two
cars. Like if my grandpa kept giving me cars, I wouldn't say no. Because I'd be like, okay, what's the other side of this? He stops giving me cars and he leaves an amount of dollars that could purchase a car in his car.
It's very fair.
So I'll just take the car. If he needs money later, I'll sell one of these cars and give him money for it.
There you go. So all of a sudden, Brandy starts attracting a bad crowd. Go figure.
Hey, can we borrow one of your four cars?
And this is one of the real humdingers about this.
Uh-huh.
Guy couldn't believe that all of a sudden, there's just these bad people hanging out with Brandy trying to get stuff from her. He couldn't believe that.
Wow.
So then a boyfriend of Brandy's dies of an overdose in a house that the lottery winner was developing. And Brandy gets implicated in the death.
What the fuck?
Friends wouldn't let her attend the funeral. A year later, she is found dead under suspicious circumstances, and the case never gets solved.
Oh my gosh, that's so sad.
Yeah, the deaths were devastating on the family, obviously, and his daughter, who is Brandy's mother, was found dead 7 years after he won the jackpot, and then the dude's wife divorced him. He says that he lost the people he loved and the money that he won, and he blames his, quote, lucky windfall. He says, since I won the lottery, I think there's no control for greed. And I think if you have something, there's always someone else that wants it. I wish I'd torn that ticket up.
Aw, that's really sad.
That's sad?
It's really, really sad.
That's dark, folks.
So dark.
They don't always got it better on the other side, you know?
I know. It's good to hear these stories, like, because it keeps perspective in mind.
It truly does.
But, like, there's always, like, in my brain, I'm like, yeah, I wouldn't do that, though.
Well, yeah, because I like to just think, oh, I would take it, shove it into a savings account, right? But I know better.
Well, it's not FDIC insured after $250,000.
Exactly, thank you. And so I would do crypto stuff for sure.
Of course you would.
I would do crypto stuff. I know exactly what I would do with it.
Like, honestly, $15 million, I mean, to a millionaire probably isn't even that many millions of dollars. But even that amount of money... There's like, what do you do with, like, where do you keep it? You have to put it into assets. That's because it's not insured. That's the whole reason a lot of it's not liquid for billionaires is because it's not insured anywhere unless you put in an offshore account. Like, you can get hacked. You can, like, a lot of it's not insured.
My thing, though, is low risk, high reward. Like I wouldn't put $1 million in crypto. No fucking way, ever. I wouldn't even do, like $100,000.
I'd put it in houses.
That's what I'm saying. Yeah, that's more what real I would estate. Do. To me, if you're any good at crypto, you can do a small amount of money into a big amount of money. You don't have to do this bullshit where you're like, I'm taking $450,000. I'm trying to fucking get some multiples on it. Like, good Lord, dude. Fuck that kind of risk.
I'd buy real estate and then I would just play poker at any stakes I wanted to for the rest of my life.
Love it. Love it. Okay, so check this out. There's a cat named Curtis Sharp Jr. He won a $5 million jackpot in the year 1982. And he says, it's a dream come true, right? So he was a dishwasher. He strikes it rich. He becomes known as the $5 million man. It's like his brand. And he's kind of a larger-than-life kind of dude. He had a bowler hat. He kind of liked to wear his money, right? He has like a watch and new houses and flashy cars.
Snazzy.
He's living big and he's dreaming bigger.
Okay.
Unfortunately, his lifestyle was not sustainable. He was spending...
No way.
Yeah. So this is a guy who got the annuity, by the way. But he was spending more than his yearly annuity checks covered. And so like his party fucking hard lifestyle starts catching up on him. And the year after he won the lottery, and this is kind of a weird trend, right? He left his wife for a lover and had a huge wedding. 5 years later, his second wife divorced him too. And he says he starts drinking hard. He's even passing out in front of his new girlfriend's house. And the money ran out, forcing him to borrow money from his first wife.
Oh.
But luckily, and I guess you could call this a happy ending, he got into a drunk driving incident. But then he says he found God.
It's great.
He stopped drinking, stopped partying, cleaned up his act, turned into a minister. And get this, he still buys lottery tickets to this day.
See, I think people like the thrill of the chase.
Right?
More than the actual spoils.
They like to dream big.
Yeah.
I think they do. I mean, you're right.
If you're the type of guy that chases another woman after getting money, then obviously you just like the thrill of the chase.
Right.
You find the right person and you're not happy because you're not chasing anymore. And so it makes sense.
I do admire the guys patterns. Who win it big and then they finally have the guts to divorce their bitch wife.
Yeah, you'll get there, babe.
I just think that those guys are so cool.
And I'm so happy we never had a prenup. Are you happy we never signed a prenup?
I'm thrilled.
Isn't that sick? Like if either of us won the lottery or got big in crypto, like and
wait,
they
what
tried
mean either of us. You wouldn't get bigger in crypto. You don't even do anything.
That's
crypto.
True. I don't like so if you like made a lot of money in crypto damn. And then you tried to divorce me, like we don't have a prenup. Like literally like get so much money, it's so funny.
It's great.
But I'd like be happy for you, whatever thanks, you babe. Path you chose.
Thank you, babe.
I hope you stay.
So dumb.
You're dumb. We're about to celebrate our 10-year anniversary.
We are. We're coming up on it next Sunday.
Yeah.
This Sunday.
Shit.
And with that, we are going on a break. And because we're going to fuck right now.
Yeah, and I gotta talk to him about that last comment he made about leaving his bitch wife. I don't understand where that came from.
Oh, well, it was coming from the top of my head.
Oh, okay.
Of like, hey, what would I do? Because remember, during the beginning of the episode, I said, well, hey, Nikki, what would you do if you won the lottery?
Yeah. Okay. We'll talk on the break.
Okay, we'll talk.
We'll be right back, guys.
I think I messed up. I don't know how, though. We'll be right back.
Today's episode is brought to you by Angie. Angie has made it easier than ever to connect with skilled professionals to get all your jobs and projects done well. Let me tell you, there's the version of it where you try to do something at home, and then there's a version of it where you have someone help you, you watch them do it the right way, and you go, thank God I didn't try to do that myself. I have fully done things around the home that I think look good, and then a bang in the night, and I wake up to a shelf collapsing, a painting falling off the wall. Like, I've seen it all go south. I own a home, and I can tell you, I know how much work it can take. Whether it's everyday maintenance and repairs or making dream projects a reality, it can be hard just to know where to start. But now all you need to do is Angie that and find a skilled local pro who will deliver the quality and expertise you need. Whatever your home project, big or small, indoor or outdoor, you can Angie that and connect with skilled professionals to get the project done well. Right now, one of my wish lists is I want a bike for my condo in Milwaukee, and I would love to rig it up on a pulley in the ceiling because I have one of those like lofted ceilings, but I'm so scared to try that on my own. Angie has 20 years of home experience and they've combined it with new tools to simplify the whole process. Bring them your project online or with the Angie app. Answer a few questions and Angie can handle the rest from start to finish or help you compare quotes from multiple pros and connect instantly, which means you can take care of any home project in just a few taps. Because when it comes to getting the most out of your home, you can do this when you Angie that. Download the free Angie mobile app today or visit Angie.com. That's ANGI.com.
Hey, I'm Nolan Sykes, a host of Past Gas, the number one automotive podcast in the world. Every week, my co-hosts, James Pumphrey, Joe Weber, and I bring you some of our favorite stories from the hallowed halls of car history. From the amazing to the weird to the utterly unforgettable moments, we cover it all. Join us as we take a look at the wild stories and larger-than-life characters behind legendary cars and car makers. So if you love cars or just like a good story, check out Past Gas by Donut Media, the number one automotive podcast in the world.
Hey, thanks for listening to our podcast. We just want to take a break to tell you to like thanks for listening to our podcast, and if you want to rate it, that would be really awesome for us.
Like, listen, we're on break. We're not talking to you like podcast hosts right now. We're just talking to you like people.
As a friend.
And we just want to say, please rate the show because it helps out huge amounts.
Like, we're not desperate. We're like kind of desperate.
We're giving shout outs right now to all the people who are giving it ratings. So huge shout out right now to Brian Jorgensen. That was sick of you, dude. Thank you. God bless. Huge shout out right now to Mark W. in Springfield, Connecticut.
Back to our podcast.
Jenny Blythe.
Hey, back to our podcast.
In Tuscany,
and
Florida.
Back to our podcast.
God bless you. Thank you.
Steven.
Cute. Thank you for supporting the show. So, have you guys ever had a very small amount of money in your bank account?
Yeah, I've had negative money in there.
Same. Well, there's a cat who had less than $3 in his bank account.
What are cats doing with bank accounts? That's crazy.
No, no, no. He's not a cat. He's a man.
Oh, okay.
Okay.
Phew.
So, sorry. I'm from the Louisiana Bayou. So
yeah,
I do talk this way. So, there's a guy named William Post, and everyone just calls him Bud.
Okay.
Okay.
You call a lot of people Bud, too.
I do call a lot of people Bud. So he pawned one of his very few possessions when he had like $3 in his bank account for $40. And then he decides to go all in on lottery tickets.
Why not?
What a fucking legend,
right? Why not? You know, it's like when you're short stacked in a tournament, like you have less to lose. Why not go all in? Like if you lose $40, but that's your entire net worth, but who cares? It's $40. Like you can rebuild your entire net worth immediately.
Dude, it's like when you put $40 into a complete shitcoin and it runs up.
Yeah, it's worth more. It's like better to go all in when you have a short stack.
So this guy says his gamble paid off. One of those tickets won him $16.2 million.
Jeez.
This isn't five. This isn't two. That's insane. This isn't one. 16 mil.
16 million?
Pennsylvania Lottery. And get this.
It sucks that 5 mil goes to taxes.
Get this. This is going to be crazy considering all the stories that we've had so far. So his life takes a turn for the worse.
No way.
Way.
Okay.
So he says, all of a sudden, he starts just like, I have a lot of money. I gotta spend this shit. So he takes the first yearly installment, which totaled over 400 grand, and he blows all of it in 2 weeks. And after a year, he's $500,000 in debt. His girlfriend, so he's just sitting there waiting for the months to go by so he can pick up another check.
Wait, he only gets $400,000 a year? So he's on like a 30-year plan?
Yeah,
like
his annuity sucks, dude.
What kind of crazy, like, if you did $1 million a year, it would last you 16 years.
I know, but this guy's like, look, I took the annuity because I know I'm a dumb fuck.
Yeah, but that's like over like a span of a lot of years that you don't even know you're going to live that long.
Tell me about it.
It's stupid.
But it's smart. Because he took the financial advice of like, if you're a dumb fuck,
If he took it at $1 million a year, it would last him 16 years. But he took $400,000 a year.
Yeah.
That's like more than 30. That's like 35 years.
But if you know that, like, you know, you can't even close your mouth because you're drooling all over the place.
Apparently, because he spent it all in 2 weeks. It's fucking crazy.
Yeah. Like you gotta do some different stuff.
See, when you're not short stacked, when you're deep stacked, you shouldn't go all in like that.
So true. Thank you, Nikki.
Yeah.
So he spent, after a year, he's $500,000 in debt. His girlfriend immediately sued him, claiming they agreed to share the money if he won. And when she won her court claim, he wouldn't pay. So then his lottery payments got frozen. So then he had to declare bankruptcy, and he only managed to hold on to like $2.6 million, which, of course, in his tradition of the way that he spends money, he immediately blows it all.
Oh my God.
He then gets arrested for assault after firing a shotgun at a man who's pestering him for money. And then, probably the worst thing that happened to him, his brother hired a hitman to kill him and his wife so that he'd inherit the money. He'd be third in line. I mean, that's fucking crazy, right?
This is like some weird company you keep story.
And then this guy, Bud, our boy Bud.
Yeah.
He was on his sixth wife by that point. His brother hires a hitman. 13 years later, the dude dies alone without a dime to his name. He had even less than $40.
Jeez.
Yeah, dude.
That's sad.
And he was living off of welfare at the end.
Honestly, I feel bad that they don't teach any sort of money management in school.
Dude, when you're a professional athlete, in the NFL, I think they do this in a couple of leagues, but I'm familiar with the NFL. They do like a money management course when you join a team. Yeah, it's really fucking
That's
smart.
Really good.
Really smart. So you've been seeing a lot more success stories like in the here now than you did like 20, 30 years ago.
Wow.
Because like you said, most of your players coming out of high school or Division I or whatever, college, they don't know what the hell to do with their money. They didn't necessarily get a degree in that stuff.
Yeah.
And so, yeah, it's just huge to know what the fuck to do. That's why we started this podcast, Shit They Do Not What Tell You About.
Shit They Do Not What Tell You About.
Because we want to make sure that people know a little bit better about the stuff we wish that we were told.
Yeah, so if you win the lottery, now you know a lot of things to avoid.
Don't do this kind of stuff, right? Okay, so check this out. Somebody named Willie Seeley.
It's not a real name.
And his 15 coworkers, they formed a lottery pool. You ever do this at work? Yeah, I did this at my old job, right? So like August 2013, they win a huge jackpot. And so they, this is kind of crazy, right? They buy a ticket that was one of three to win $450 million in the Powerball.
Whoa. $450 million?
$450.
And it, when three people won, so they each got 150.
15 coworkers with him, but then, yeah, three people won that jackpot.
So $150 million went to them.
Yeah. I assume. I think you're accurate. At a press conference, this dude, Mr. Seeley, says that he and his wife were happy, 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 and planned to spend their days fishing, hunting, and relaxing. By the way, dude, you can do that with very little money.
Yeah, but now you have no pressure about paying your mortgage.
Right. So he says it didn't take long for trouble to strike. He says it's hard to go fishing when you are being followed constantly by reporters and camera crews who want an interview, or people want you to be on a reality TV show, and distant relatives, cousins, complete strangers start coming out to you. They have their hands out. They don't even, he says they open their car doors with their hands already out, and then they close their car doors with their side hip or their butt, and they have their hands completely out as they're walking towards his door.
That's a lot of
this is insane
coordination.
Imagine that. So then he says, he was in shock when he realized that after splitting the jackpot three ways and then splitting the remainder among the 16 members of the pool,
yeah,
there wasn't even $4 million left after taxes.
Jeez. Well, $4 million is still a lot, but yeah.
But still.
Yeah.
Imagine thinking like, holy shit, $450 million. Now I only got $4 million. Well, I'm about to be out of the house and home.
It makes sense. Like $450 million. So each winner group got $150 million, and then you split it with 15 people. That's 10 million each, and then the half of it's going to taxes.
But the people showing up at your house with their hands up.
Yeah.
They got their hands out. They can't even, by the way, ring the doorbell because they got their hands out.
They got their hands way out.
Yeah. So he's saying like, I got people bumping into my fucking door. I don't even know what that sound is.
Yeah.
And then he opens the door up, and they think he won like $250 million. And he's got to tell them that he's only got $4 million.
Yeah, that's the far step away.
Exactly.
From $450
million. I know. And then he says they get back in their car, and they're driving away, but then they drive through his fence because they got their hands out. They don't even have their hands on the steering wheel.
They should get their licenses revoked.
So they're doing property damage to this poor son of a bitch.
Well, they can't put their hands down until they get money.
I'm telling you.
So he's got to give the money so they can put their hands down.
It's a how do you do? So then he says weeks after their initial exuberance, they then started to realize the lottery curse was setting in. They didn't have enough money to do much because they wanted to help, you know, help their families, quit their jobs, and never worry about money again. But then everybody else wants that too because they know you. He says, there are days where I wish we would just get back to getting paid every 2 weeks. You have to change your whole way of life, but we didn't want to change the way that we lived.
Yeah, I get that.
Damn.
That sucks.
I know.
Yeah, if other people didn't start treating you different, like, why does money have to change people? So it's because of the way that society's trained.
Correct.
That everything's for money. I mean, your whole purpose for living is like to get a job that pays you good money.
Dude, I know people who got hella money in crypto and stuff. The idea of even asking them for money makes me cringe inside of my body. And yeah. Soul. Why do you think you're entitled to any of that? It's wild.
Greed is a hell of a drug.
Hell of a drug. So there's a cat in Florida who wins $40 million in the Florida state.
They let cats play the lotto?
No, another man.
Oh, it's a man.
Florida State Lottery, 2006. Abraham Shakespeare.
Shut up.
I swear to God.
No fucking way.
I swear.
Shut up.
His name's Abraham Shakespeare.
No, he's not.
His name's Abraham Shakespeare.
He's not named that.
Okay. So then he wins, right? And he decides to be real generous with his money.
$40 million.
He gave money to nearly anybody who asked him.
Well, those other people with their hands out should have gone to him.
Get this. That's true. Well, I don't think they could get into that state because they're driving like shit.
Well, they were driving everywhere looking for Abraham Shakespeare. Yeah. And everyone's like, no one's named that.
So Abraham, he was a high school dropout and a convict who couldn't even read. He won the lottery. How did he even read the numbers? I guess he could read numbers.
Yeah, numbers are a universal language.
He can read numbers. Okay, now we know that. He wins the lottery when he stopped at a convenience store with a coworker and gave the coworker a couple of bucks to buy tickets. Go figure, his troubles started almost immediately. His coworker took him to court and accused him of stealing the tickets and the jackpot from him. But Shakespeare won the suit, but then his troubles didn't end there. So many people were asking this cat for money. He said, I'd have been better off broke. I thought these people were my friends, but then I realized all they want is just money. Then he met, okay, you're going to think I'm full of shit. He met a woman named D.D. Moore.
I mean, after Abraham Shakespeare, I'm not
okay. Thank you.
Shocked at anyone's name.
So she's like, hey, I am an author. I would like to write about your experiences. And then I'll also help you manage your money. And then when he agreed, she immediately did a very shocking thing. She started spending her money, all the money on herself.
That's weird.
Yeah, she buys herself a Hummer, and then she buys herself a Corvette, and then she even took possession of one of his homes.
Whoa. You mean she wasn't an honest person that was interested in writing a story about him?
Well, what I thought when I first was reading this is it still doesn't mean that she's not honest. Just because she could be buying the Hummer and Corvette as investments for him and just holding on to them and using them. Because you know how like when your friend leaves town, like, hey, can you drive my truck so that the gas doesn't sit in the tank?
Yeah.
Maybe she's just doing that. Then she actually murdered him.
Okay. Do you think she's still being honest or?
Well, I don't know because she hasn't been convicted.
Jury out? Okay.
She's innocent until proven guilty.
Okay.
No. So she actually went to extreme lengths to make it seem like he was still alive. She sent fake texts out from his phone and she attempted to bribe his family to say that they had seen him.
What?
Yeah. So what she did was she killed him and she buried his body under concrete slabs at her boyfriend's house. And, you know, obviously her crime was discovered. That's why we're reading about it. And she was convicted of first degree murder. And nevertheless, you know, I think Mr. Shakespeare probably regrets winning the lottery.
He's not alive to regret anything.
That's true. Nobody got to ask him about it.
Nobody what?
Nobody got to ask him about it in the post. Yeah. That's very true.
He got to not have regrets.
By the way, these stories are from liveabout.com.
That's insane that like people will murder you for money.
It's insane. Like, and to think that they can get away with a lot of different things because they now have your money. Like, hey, we can pay your family to say you saw the guy.
Like, how is that worth it? How is that ever worth it?
People sometimes go nuts because they think they only have one shot to do something. And like now this is their chance and they got to fucking
like, how do you even live like in riches after that? Like, oh, you think you're just going to be on a boat like after murdering somebody?
I know. I mean, you're going to stress out the rest of your whole life.
Yeah. Constantly scared someone's going to find out.
I know. I literally don't get it. Okay, I'm going to tell you now about a guy named Billy Bob Harrell Jr.
No.
He had fallen on hard times.
It's not his name.
And after he had an unsuccessful attempt to become a minister, he thought about giving up. But then he won $31 million from the Texas jackpot. And now he could put all his troubles behind him.
Now he can be a minister.
He was very generous with his winnings. He helped his family. He helped his church. And now all of a sudden the church, guess what? They wanted to be a minister.
That's crazy.
Go figure. But he says the request for money didn't stop coming. He made a lot of bad investments and he had constant demand for more and more money from outsiders. And then like, you know, you got outsiders talking to your family members who are saying like, hey, your brother should do this. Hey, they should do that.
Mm-hmm.
And then you're like, no, but then it puts a strain on their friendship with this person.
Yeah.
So he's feeling all that pressure, right? It's all kind of coming back to him and there's tons and tons of pressure.
That's a lot of pressure.
He says he made bad investments. There's all the strain. His marriage ended. And then other family members get at odds with each other. And then he's like, one day he was scheduled to go to dinner with his ex-wife. And then he decided he had enough. And he put a shotgun to his chest, pulled the trigger, and killed himself.
That's hard to do with a shotgun.
And he was dead less than 2 years after his lottery win.
Wow.
Jesus.
That's crazy. Hey, can we make a pact right now? If we win the lottery, we don't tell anyone?
Can I tell my enemies?
Well, yeah, tell your greatest enemies and
rivals.
Yeah,
I would like to tell my greatest nemesis.
Yeah. Make sure the ones that
I could rub it in pretty good.
The ones that have lots of weaponry.
He does have a lot of weaponry. Yeah.
Yeah. Make sure you tell them.
But okay, like, I will. So I can tell him, but then.
But not anyone else.
Okay. Deal.
Not like people that care about us and stuff.
Okay. Can we tell? I do have a friend that I would like to tell though, and they promise they'll keep it a secret.
Who's that?
My friend Joe Jitsukawa.
Okay, I guess
he'll keep it a secret. I know he will.
Will he ask for a mud hut?
Yeah, that's cheap. That's like $15,000. It's like $25,000.
All right, I suppose that's okay.
Okay, thank you. Okay, so check this out.
Okay, I'm checking it out.
Are you checking this out?
Yeah. What cat won a lotto this time?
No. This is a chick.
Oh.
Okay.
They let baby chickens play the lotto now?
No. Hold on a second. Hey, Mark, cut that because that makes me look like a fucking idiot. Cut her saying that and dunking on me with the chickens thing because that makes me look like a fucking idiot.
Hey, Mark, can you edit out his sunglasses and outfit?
Mark, please don't do that.
Because it makes him look like a fucking idiot.
No, Mark, please don't do that. Please don't do that. If Mark, imagine Mark, he like fogs it out.
Blurs it.
Yeah,
can you like put an After Effects where he's wearing just a Colts jersey or something?
Okay, so there's a woman named Laura Griffiths, and she is the wife in a marriage with a man named Roger.
Okay. Roger Griffiths.
They win a $2.19 million jackpot in the United Kingdom.
Okay.
So I believe it's pounds.
Fine.
So I don't know how much money that is.
You it changes calculate? All the time.
This is in 2006. You want to calculate that?
No.
So the husband, he had like a bunch of rock star dreams, and he spent a large amount of money for his band to release an album. I can't believe that. Like, you win $2 million and you spend a large amount of money on an album?
Hey, passion project, man.
But, like, you guys are already a band, right? You already have all the stuff. What could you possibly need? Just get one of these boards?
For recording studio time. I mean, you don't need $2 million to do that, but, like,
million, huh?
Recording studio time, and then you got to market your album.
So then the wife, in typical bitch wife fashion,
yeah,
she starts buying exotic cars, an expensive house, designer clothes and accessories, and then they got private school for their daughter.
That part I don't disagree with.
And then they, in addition to that, these people, by the way, stretched a lot of dollars out. That's only $2.19 million. Pretty I good. Guess pounds, in pounds, it's like winning $200 million.
Sure.
So they dumped hundreds of thousands of dollars into opening a salon where Laura was later forced to work as an employee just to make ends meet.
Mm.
And in the end, the couple was left with less than $10.
$10?
Which I believe in pounds is like maybe $250. I don't know. So and then they got a divorce.
So they got to split the $10.
They had to split the $10 in half.
Damn.
Yeah, it's crazy.
Got $5. Put it on black.
So that's not bad. So let me tell you about David Lee Edwards.
Okay, what happened to him? He sounds like a war general.
He does. And he was. No. So he won $27 million.
That's a lot.
Yeah. And then he's like, you know what? I'm going to go buy a bunch of high-end cars. I'll get Maybach. I'll get a bunch of mansions. And I'm going to buy a fucking plane. Which, by the way, it's not too nuts to buy a plane, folks.
It's actually. We're looking at prices. It's like 65. Pretty reasonable.
Right? Yeah, get a pretty decent plane.
Like you get one for less than a Tesla.
Yeah, exactly. You get one for like $35,000.
See?
The one I was looking at, 70 though. It's real nice. I'll send you a link.
Okay, thanks.
So they blew through $3 million in the first 3 months. But how do you not just talk about this shit? 3 months and you spend $3 million? $1 million a month? So by the end of the first year.
I guess if you bought a house a month, that'd be cool. But I don't think they did that.
Not exactly. So by the end of the first year, they spent $12 million. So they kept to about $1 million a month.
Okay.
The couple spiraled into drug addiction. And 12 years after the win, they had a huge life change when the guy died alone and broke in hospice care at the age of 58. So he's doing drugs like a fucking maniac.
Damn.
Yeah, dude. They ended up.
What drugs?
At the end, they were penniless and living in a storage shed.
Drugs will do that to you.
Jesus Christ, yeah.
I really think that if you gave $5 million to every person, by after a year, there would still be rich people and poor people. At the end of the year, 100%. There would still be homeless people. There would still be an upper class.
How many how many times do you hear about lottery winners who like made it and doing real well? We did a couple of them last.
Yeah, on the we tried first to one, find some silver linings.
But man, it's really rough out there.
No, I mean, like, because if you do the whole like wealth redistribution thing, you know, everyone, you know, foams at the mouth about, because it's like, oh, then it'll all be equal.
Right.
Guarantee you by the end of a year, maybe not even that long. I'd give it like 3 months. There's going to be like impoverished people and wealthy people.
We do classes first and then we do wealth redistribution.
You do what?
Classes first.
What's classes?
You got to pass the class and then you get your check.
Yeah.
You pass the class.
So like money management classes?
Money management classes.
Yeah.
And you got to get like a C or above. If you get a B,
a C.
You got to take the class again.
Yeah.
Right? All right.
Guaranteed someone will fuck up.
If you get an A, you get your money.
Okay, let's say you get an A, you get your money, then you get addicted to drugs. Now what?
Well, if you get addicted to drugs, you didn't pass the class. Because it says
you did pass the class.
No, in the class it says you can't get addicted to drugs. It's one of the major lessons.
Oh, okay. I'm sorry. My bad. So if you pass the test, it like means that you
learned.
You will never go against the things you've learned.
It means you learned it.
Okay. Exactly. Got it.
Exactly.
Yeah. That's a good idea.
Thank you.
Okay. We should run for presidencies.
Oh, no, thanks. I'm too busy.
I'm pretty busy too.
Yeah. Dude, you have to be on the road every day. I hate being on the road.
Same. I don't like the amount of travel.
I don't like the travel.
Also, they probably like dig some dirt and like try to like smear our cats. Like try to be like, oh, did you know there one cat pees all over it? And he does.
He does.
Okay, but you don't know you don't know the context. He's a nice guy. He's he's like kind of nice. He gives lots of cuddles and kisses to me.
See, I'd be leaking to the press about what a piece of shit cat that is.
Dear, it hurts your campaign.
Oh, that's true.
Reflects poorly on you.
Let me tell you about a 19-year-old who won a British jackpot of $11.8 million.
Okay.
The media, because he's
pounds.
He's another UK guy. Yeah, they started calling him the Lotto Lout.
Lout?
I don't know what the hell that means.
Me neither. Why do they gotta add British terms?
They gotta be all British about it.
Yeah.
Like, maybe it should be like Lotto Lad.
Sure, I can understand that one. It means boy.
Yeah, that one makes sense.
That makes a lot of sense.
So, he does this crazy thing, right? He just starts spending his money like a fucking madman.
Okay.
And much of it he spends on drugs, partying, and then he starts buying jewelry, cars, jackets, and other materialistic excesses.
Okay, that's crazy that he did that.
It's insane. And as of the year 2016, the year of our Lord, he was earning a few hundred dollars a week working in a slaughterhouse.
Oof.
Yeah, that's a brutal one.
So he just spent it all. He didn't even have any like women trying to take his money from him.
Just blew through it.
Wow. I never heard of a guy that didn't have a woman taking money from him and just like he did it on his own.
I know, dude.
That's crazy.
He didn't have a bitch wife to,
to blame it on.
Hand in the pocket.
Yeah. He just did that by himself.
I know. Poor Lotto Lad.
Lotto Lout.
Slaughterhouse too, man. I think that's probably all-time jobs that I don't want to have.
Pretty gross.
Probably top 10 all-time jobs I would not like to have.
I don't know how you would work there and then still eat meat.
That's what I'm saying. How could you want a burger? Or maybe you're one of those sick fucks who's like, oh, this makes me really want a burger now.
I guess.
Right? It's always those memers, though. The memers do that. Like when they're, you know, they go to like a vegetarian rally or something. I don't know why vegetarians have rallies.
Yeah, I really want a steak.
And like, yeah, I'm hungry for steak right now.
Yeah.
That always makes me laugh.
So funny.
So funny.
I used to get those comments when I'd make like vegan dishes. Like,
makes me want a real burger now.
I'm so glad they didn't see me go, hey, rah, rah, rah. How dare you comment that on this? It's so original, unique.
When she's making these jackfruit tacos, all I can think about is tri-tip. You know what I'm
so fucking funny.
And then those people died because they laughed themselves.
They laughed too hard.
They couldn't breathe anymore. So be careful out there when you're doing those bits.
When you're doing those bits, if they're too hack, you will die.
They're too funny. If they're too funny, you're going to die. Or you're going to kill somebody next to you, someone that you love.
Kill them from laughter.
Don't do it.
There was like a whole town of people that dance themselves to death. I think that's pretty good. I bet there'd be a town that laughs themselves to death.
I guarantee it. Okay, last one.
Okay.
His name is Curtis Sharp.
Sharp?
Curtis Sharp.
Was he very sharp with his money?
No.
Maybe not.
No, he wasn't.
That's ironic.
Is it? Mm-hmm. It's like a free ride when you already paid?
Nope, that's not.
I'll figure it out. So, he wins $5 million, Curtis Sharp, in 1982. But then, he got divorced. And then, he got remarried.
Okay.
And then, he got divorced. And then...
He can't be doing all that.
He got remarried.
Those are expensive.
And then he got divorced. And each wedding was a lot of money.
So that's all the money that's gone.
He also...
Divorces cost more than the weddings.
Tell Curtis Sharp about it, you know.
I'll tell you about it, just so you know.
Okay, good to know. He also went to the casino. It says a lot. And he also did what they call reckless giving.
Reckless giving?
Reckless giving.
To the casino?
No. Reckless. probably that too. Yeah. But reckless giving to family and friends and passersby.
Okay.
People in the street.
Passersby.
People with their hands out.
I just got to start holding my hands out in Vegas. In Vegas, I'm bound to run into someone that won something if my hands are out.
I'm telling you.
They probably will dump money into them.
It's worth a shot. Just keep them out, though. You got to keep them out.
All WSOP?
Level.
I'll be by the cashier's desk when people are cashing out.
Out and level.
By the cage.
That's the trick. That's what I was reading.
And about. I'll just be like, I'll give them puppy dog eyes, yep. Too.
Me too? Can I has? That's what you got to say.
Alms.
Try it.
Alms.
See, can I has? That's really good. Keep your hands closer together, though, because you're going to catch that money. It's really good, Nikki.
I was thinking if I went like this, it'd be more money. Like,
it's really good, Nikki. I wish you guys were... If you're not watching the show on YouTube, you're missing out. Really missing out.
Really missing out, but that is the rest of our time. So thank you guys for watching and supporting the show. Check out our Patreon, patreon.com/sticky, STIKKI. We do live streams every month. Steve does Crypto Corner once a week.
Every Tuesday night, 7 p.m. Pacific Standard Time.
You get these episodes a day in advance. And we do free roll poker tournament. You can win cash every month for free. Let's go. Also, check out our sponsors. Let them know we sent you.
It helps so much. And if you like this show, you can get it a day early on our Patreon.
I said that already.
But I just wanted to say it again.
Okay.
To emphasize.
Did you know you could get this a day early?
That's really good. Now we hit it three times.
I'll see you next time.
Bye.
Bye. Don't win the lotto and blow your money.
Don't win the lotto. Just don't even
buy
a ticket.
But if you do, put them in these hands.
Put them in these hands.
I can't drive anymore.
If you win the lottery and you don't buy our highest Patreon tier, that's a dick move.
That's really mean. That's really rude. Just super rude. We're going to offer money management classes soon.
Because we gave you the idea to play the lottery. That was our idea. And we deserve a cut.
A tier for money management just for lotto winners. You can join our Patreon it's just for lotto winners
really
only.
Good,
you have to show proof that you won.
Yep.
And then you can take our money management course. And we'll even help you.
You have to be holding the big check. And with your face in the photo as well. We're not idiots.
And you have to have a really goofy name because otherwise I know you didn't win.
Yeah, you didn't win. There's no way.
All right. Thanks, guys. I'll see you next time. Peace.
You can host the best backyard barbecue. When you find a professional on Angie to make your backyard the best around. Connect with skilled professionals to get all your home projects done well. Inside to outside, repairs to renovations. Get started on the Angie app or visit Angie.com today. You can do this when you Angie that.
Today's episode is brought to you by Angie. Angie has made it easier than ever to connect with skilled professionals to get all your jobs and projects done well. Let me tell you, there's the version of it where you try to do something at home, and then there's a version of it where you have someone help you, you watch them do it the right way, and you go, thank God I didn't try to do that myself. I have fully done things around the home that I think look good, and then a bang in the night, and I wake up to a shelf collapsing, a painting falling off the wall. Like, I've seen it all go south. I own a home, and I can tell you, I know how much work it can take. Whether it's everyday maintenance and repairs or making dream projects a reality, it can be hard just to know where to start. But now all you need to do is Angie that and find a skilled local pro who will deliver the quality and expertise you need. Whatever your home project, big or small, indoor or outdoor, you can Angie that and connect with skilled professionals to get the project done well. Right now, one of my wish lists is I want a bike for my condo in Milwaukee, and I would love to rig it up on a pulley in the ceiling because I have one of those like lofted ceilings, but I'm so scared to try that on my own. Angie has 20 years of home experience, and they've combined it with new tools to simplify the whole process. Bring them your project online or with the Angie app. Answer a few questions and Angie can handle the rest from start to finish or help you compare quotes from multiple pros and connect instantly, which means you can take care of any home project in just a few taps. Because when it comes to getting the most out of your home, you can do this when you Angie that. Download the free Angie mobile app today or visit Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I.com.
The Angie's List you know and trust is now Angie, and we're so much more than just a list. We still connect you with top local pros and show you ratings and reviews, but now we also let you compare upfront prices on hundreds of projects and book a service instantly. We can even handle the rest of your project from start to finish. So remember, Angie's List is now Angie, and we're here to get your job done right. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I, or download the app today.